Silver City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your hosts, Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
It's a new year, and welcome to Camaro Z28.com podcast, episode number 122. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And it's a brand new year.
It's a brand new year. And
first episode of 2008.
And is it ever a doozy of a way to start out this week?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, let's think about this.
Good things always happen in the first part of the new year.
That's right, and this is the third one in a row. I mean,
third year? Yeah. Yeah, it is.
You know, the first time it was the unveiling of the Camaro concept.
Right.
Which we were right there in the front row. Yep. And then the year following that, right about this time, maybe a few days a little later than right now, the Camaro convertible was unveiled.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it rocked the whole, you know, car show world. And now here we are, the third year in a row. And, well, if you haven't heard by now.
How can you top that?
Oh, I'll tell you. General Motors released one official pre-production picture. Not that crappy piece of whatever that
cell phone picture
some guy who's now standing in an unemployment line took with his cell phone. They released the real deal.
The real deal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With no camo.
No camo.
A white.
Yeah, it's white.
White car. It's on. Looks like it's on a track.
It does look like it's on a track. And,
yeah.
And I could tell you just by looking at the scenery, I'll bet it's in Australia.
Yeah.
How about I'll just put it that way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it looks pretty damn good.
In fact, I'll make another speculation.
Yeah.
Notice how you can't see the front of the car?
Yeah.
I'll bet it's because that portion has not yet been finalized.
Mm.
Or at least in the real world, maybe on a computer screen, yes. But
not put together right?
And I'll just take another speculation here and say that since it didn't have a spoiler on the back, and this is just a speculation, it might be an indication that it is a V6.
Really?
Yes.
Okay,
like a base model.
Yeah,
right.
I've seen some people.
Let me rephrase it. We are looking at a base model car there, and I think the indication may be because there's no spoiler on it.
What about the wheels?
I don't know that.
No.
Nope.
Okay.
But it does look good.
Yeah.
Now, everybody who said that they weren't going to buy it when they saw that cell phone picture, go put your head in an oven. Because
I'm going to buy one regardless.
Well, you know, everybody made a huge deal about.
Oh yeah.
Well, and we tried to say, a lot of people tried to say, hey, you know, it does look like crap in that picture, but wait till the real deal comes out. Well, there you go. And so far, the response has been overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah. Well, you can see why. We're finally getting proof that there's a production car out there.
And it's not camoed. And it does look as much like the concept as possible.
Oh, it looks spectacular. I like the side mirrors, the door handles.
It blends well.
It does.
Smooth locks. Got to make some.
Yeah.
For all I know, I have a size that already fits.
Good.
I'm gonna assume that they're gonna use maybe the same size. But hey, that's not a big deal right now.
Yeah.
So all the people that said that they weren't gonna buy it when they saw the cell phone leak picture, I bet you they're gonna. You know, I gotta think that they're changing their tune, or at least now that they have a better handle on things. I wish I could say the same about everybody who's pretty much ripping to shreds the leaked photos of the interior.
Well, they're not really leaked. They're spy shots.
Right. They're leaked.
I mean,
Yeah. But, I mean, they're unfinished. They're pre-production.
Right, because it's a mule.
And it looks like crap.
But still, it gives you kind of an indication of where they're going with the interior.
Right.
And I like it.
I do, too.
I really like it.
Having you and I have both sat in the driver's seat of the concept.
Yes.
And as long as that the production is close, it's going to seem great. But
yeah,
the angle and, of course, the picture with the unfinished, with tape holding things together, that's why they don't release pictures like that, because it looks bad.
Right.
You know, we got people on the board that are complaining about, well, I don't know, they don't like where the hell the ashtray is, so they're not going to buy the car. Well, you know.
But the radio knobs are too big.
Or they need to be side by side instead of on either side.
Yeah, whoa. Take a breath.
Yeah.
Step back and wait for this car to get finished.
Mm-hmm.
And then pass judgment.
Let me put it this way. When I bought my Trailblazer SS last summer,
okay,
I took a picture of it and I sent it to my mom. And when I looked at the picture, I realized, hey, this doesn't look near as good as it did in the brochure.
Duh. Well, yeah.
Exactly. Same applies here. Idiots. Oh, sorry. I wasn't talking about anybody on the board or anything.
Particular. In particular.
Well, actually, no. I mean, everybody's got a right to their opinion. But again, just like the leaked cell phone picture of the exterior, there's no need to jump the gun right now.
No.
I mean...
Definitely not.
The interior has always been really scrutinized.
Save judgment for when the real car comes out.
Right. When you get a better shot of it. I mean, if you don't like it at all, then you probably won't like it when it's completed. But the nitpicking is just silly because a lot of that could change, or a lot of it just doesn't look right because of the quality and the angle and the lighting and the dust and the tape and the flux capacitor of the passenger seat.
Remember when you were living in Flint?
Oh, God.
And you came upon that bastardized Camaro Firebird put together, and then you look inside and there's all these computers and the big sticker over the airbag. The airbag. There was an airbag disabled.
Yeah, it was a Firebird front end on a LS1 Camaro back half.
Yeah, and they were just like testing computers or something,
right? They were just testing the computer. It was just, I don't know, emissions for what I mean, it was just driving around. It looked like crap. I mean, the body panels were duct taped on, you know, and God help me when we put that article up back in 1997.
Oh, God, everybody thought it was Photoshopped.
Everybody thought it was either A, Photoshopped, or the ugliest Trans Am that GM would ever make.
Yeah.
And you can't, you know, we said right there, it's not, it's just.
A piece together card for testing.
You know, and that's what a mule is, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, at least you and I can just rest assured that the exterior looks like it's, for the most part, nailed down. Otherwise, yeah. Lutz wouldn't have released that picture.
No doubt. So, we're going to pass it over to you guys, and we want you to let us know what you think about the picture.
Yeah, and you don't have to hold back. I mean, if you don't like it, that's cool. You know, nobody's going to judge you for that. Everybody's got their opinion. So, either way, good or bad, tell us what you think, what you notice, what you like, what you don't like. Let's hear it.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
That's all you got to do. Pick up the phone. Let us know.
I really want to hear, because now everybody's got a good picture of the inside.
Yeah.
Well, an okay picture of the inside, but a good picture of the outside.
Right.
I want to know what people think.
Yeah.
In their voice. I mean, anybody can type. You know, we can type a bunch of crap because that's what people do.
Yeah. Well, we did have somebody respond to our podcast from last week. They didn't call in, but they did send an email.
That's right. Let's hear it.
Okay. This one comes from Tim Damiano. It says, "Hey, Chris and Jason. I'm a dude 1134 on the message boards, and I just wanted to let you know that I've listened to every podcast since the first. I only started listening a few months ago, but I have listened to every single one. They are great and very entertaining, and look forward to listening to the new one every Friday. Regarding the colors for the new Camaro, I would get mine in either black or gray. I would love a color similar to the IS300 Graphite. Now, a question for you guys. What would be your thoughts on a paddle shifter, like in the new Lancer or the Shifttronic Auto Stick? Keep up the good work, guys. Tim."
Cool.
Well, thanks for that email, Tim.
Yeah, first and foremost, since you actually listened to the previous podcast and wrote that in, that you've listened to all of them, why don't you send me your mailing address? I'll fire you out at CamaroZ28.com keychain for your key jingling enjoyment.
Yeah, there you go. See there?
Whatever.
See?
Yeah.
Paddle shifts. He wants to know what we think about paddle shifts or a Shifttronic auto
stick. me?
Yeah, us.
Me? Us? What do you think? What do you think first?
I've had an auto stick in a G6. Okay.
Did you like it?
I never used it.
Why not?
I don't know. It was there. If you got an automatic transmission, I would just let it do its job.
Right.
It's just not as fun as a real stick shift. Personally.
It's like a poor substitute is what you're saying?
Kinda, yeah. I've never used paddle shifters, but I'm assuming they're probably the same thing as an auto stick. Except on the steering wheel.
I'd like to have them. Again, it's no replacement for, a six-speed manual or whatever manual. I think it'd be good for the enthusiast. I think it'd be good for the car. Whether it's good for me, I don't know. I will say that at the 12 Disciple meeting that we had over the summer, this past summer,
yeah,
I will say that at one point or another, it did come up from one side or the other.
Okay.
And it was not a 2-second conversation. It was brought up.
Okay.
So whether or not it's going to happen, who knows? Nobody knows, not including myself. I'm not kidding. I think it'd be nice, though. I'd consider it. I really would.
Would you?
Yeah, if I could drive it and if it was very responsive, if I felt like I had good control over the car instead of pushing a button and waiting for the computer to do what it thinks is best for the car.
Okay.
I want to be able to hit it and have instantaneous shifts just like I would in a manual. You know, I don't know how the Corvettes work.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a six-speed in yours. So,
right.
In fact, if anybody's got the push button shifting with the Corvette, I'd like to use the phone, pick up the phone, or send us an email. I'd like to hear how that works because I really haven't heard. Nobody's. Yeah. I wonder if it's a deal where nobody uses that either.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I thought it was a cool option.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I would use it more, but to tell you the truth, I used it a few times and
just throw it and drive.
It's like,
and
why bother?
Yeah, when you can throw it and drive, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe more for a performance-oriented vehicle. Maybe it'd get used more. You know, when you really want to let it. You know, just like nitrous. When you want to use it, then you do.
Yeah.
When you have a good reason to use it. But I don't know. I'd like to hear how the Corvette owners feel about it, if they use it or not.
Yeah, definitely.
We got another email.
We got another email in. Oh yeah, from our good friend Harwant Sethi.
Oh, him again.
Him again. Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Hi guys. I found the 5th-gen Camaro in Need for Speed Pro Street. It produces 400 bhp and 390 foot-pounds in the Xbox 360 version. As soon as I get my wireless adapter for the box, supposedly by Friday, I will upload pictures of my tuned 5th-gen. As for the rest of the game, the damage is very realistic, but there are cheat codes for the Viper and Evo X available, so taking out 100 horsepower Nissans should be a breeze. There are over 120 cars, including the 67, C6, and C6 Z06 FETs. Harwant Sethi.
Our hillbilly from, I don't know, Newark, New Jersey? I forgot where.
I don't know.
The one that hits the oak barrels?
Yeah.
The post trying to figure out if you should watch Carmen Electra or whoever it was.
Have you ever tried Need for Speed Pro Street?
No, but I heard it's not great.
Really?
Yeah, I was reading on GameSpot. I go there for game reviews, and they said that
I downloaded a demo copy on Xbox Live.
Yeah.
No 5th-gen in the demo.
Mm-hmm.
So I played it once and deleted it.
I guess that there was a lot of, if that's the game I'm thinking of, there's a lot of glorious sponsorship, a little over the top. I think
really?
It's cool that games have sponsors. Sponsors make things happen. You know, just like on our site, but I guess that, like, you know, this achievement is brought to you by, you know, you get an achievement in the Xbox, and then I guess you have to buy cars for real cash. Like, if you want a certain car, it costs you $25 in, you know, cash online. You got to
Use your, like, Xbox Live points?
No, you got to use your credit card to
really?
Buy a game or a car for the game. That's what I read on GameSpot. If I got the same game.
Wow.
Yeah, they thought that was, I think that's ridiculous. You spend $60 on a game, and then you gotta, if you want a particular car, you gotta buck up another $25.
Damn.
Come on.
Oh, hell with that.
I mean,
I'd rather buy the packs.
You're right.
You know, for $4 or $5, and you get, you know, 12 new cars and new racetracks and stuff like that, you know, every 6 months or something.
Yeah, that costs
like
money,
that.
But at the same time,
you're getting a hell of a lot more than just one car.
That's what I read. I've never played the game, so, you know, somebody can correct me if I'm wrong. Speaking of which, you know, we still have that petition going to get a 5th-gen in Forza,
right?
Which I'm still surprised it's not in there.
Well, hopefully soon enough it will be.
Hopefully it'll happen. Yeah. Maybe they will hear our voice.
Yeah.
Right now there's programmers at Turn 10 and they're feverishly wireframing the 5th-gen to get it in there for us.
Yeah. Well, thanks as always, Harwant. We appreciate your emails.
You bet.
And we'll, if you send them, we'll read them.
That's right. What else happened on the board over the past week?
Well, some people discovered we have a Camaro Wiki.
What? It's only been, 8 months?
Yeah. So I just want to touch base a little bit about
the Camaro
Wiki again. Basically, it's a webpage that anybody can add information to. It's like a blank canvas. Anybody can add information about anything. Anybody can edit anybody else's information. It's just like a giant, growing, evolving information source, and ours is, of course, particularly the Camaro, not the Camaro Lounge, Camaro's 28.com Lounge.
Yeah,
the Camaro lounge, in general.
Technical information. Historical information.
Background.
People behind it, not Threx. Not LS1Kid717 or whatever your name is.
Yeah.
Ban. Not the stupid albino deer and not Grippenfelter pretty much getting thrown in the clink by the FBI for taking pictures of, you know, freaking Dora the Explorer backpacks or whatever.
Yeah.
Good old Grip.
Yeah. So I just wanted to clarify that. And for those of you who are new to the show listening, if you want to go over to www.camarowiki.com, you can check it out, see what it's all about.
Just picture a giant, giant dry erase board that you can write anything about the Camaro that you feel is beneficial to for others to read.
Mm-hmm. And then go in and fix people's spelling mistakes, their information. Mm-hmm. You know, they got a source wrong. You can fix that.
That's right.
Anything.
It's up to everybody to make it great.
Right.
We put it in place. We're not the experts. You guys are.
Right.
Where's that again?
CamaroWiki.com.
That's right. Or they can click the new link that's in the nav bar of the board.
Woohoo!
Yeah, right next to the links directory.
Yeah.
Where we occasionally pull a link out of there and mention it here in the podcast. Give them a site review that usually sounds kind of like that.
Yeah.
When it starts out. I think the wiki's cool. I think it just takes a little momentum. You know, there's a lot of information out there, and we got a lot of experts on the board, and they got a spare minute just to surf through and
Go ahead and post something up real quick.
Add something, fix something, whatever they want to do. It's all out there.
Yeah.
We appreciate everybody who's contributed so far. It's a good start.
Absolutely.
And is that it?
I think that's it for the show this week.
All right, man. Well, it was a tough one. Oh, did you have a nice New Year?
I had a great New Year.
Yeah?
You held a spectacular New Year's Eve party once again.
I always do. This is the one time I wasn't completely blasted by 11 o'clock, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, something I wanted to ask you. Oh. What did you think of the Dom Perignon?
Oh, I drank it too fast. It was okay. I'm not a big champagne freak, but
it's the same thing. It's like, it was okay. I guess I had a much greater expectation.
It was just okay. I just realized something just now.
What's that?
That I had one swallow. You know, that was
all, that little plastic cup.
That plastic cup. Well, there were 12 cups. And the bottle was $120. So every cup was $10.
Yep.
$10 a swallow, which is better.
Plus probably $10 that went all over the table when it was opened.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And the cork through the top of your ceiling.
Yeah. Thanks, Lenora. Tom Zalak's wife. Tom, better known as the exposed member on the board.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was about $10 a swallow, which is better than what you can get on 8 Mile Road here in Detroit.
Oh, jeez.
I think we should end this show on that happy note.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll see you next week.
You got it.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.